What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network, brought to you by Outdoor Edge and their complete lineup of fixed blade and replaceable blade knives and game processing kits. Now, if you haven't used a replaceable blade knife before, think of this scenario. You're in the backcountry, you've just killed a mule deer or an elk or a whitetail, whatever, and it's time to break it down, get the meat off of it, and get it back to your truck. Your knife goes dull, and instead of taking time to sharpen it down again with their replaceable blade system, the only thing you really have to do is push a button, pop out the old blade, pop in the new blade, get back to work, and then it just shaves time off the entire process of breaking down an animal. These blades are the sharpest and strongest replacement razor blade knives available, with blades that change safely and easily at the push of a button. So if you want to find out more information about Outdoor Edge and their complete lineup of replacement fixed blade knives and their game processing kits, all you got to do is go to outdooredge.com. And while you're there and you decide to make a purchase, enter the discount code NATION30, NATION30, and you're going to save 30% off of your purchase. Outdooredge.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Backcountry Rookies Podcast. So today we're doing a What's Going On with the Backcountry Rookies show. I wanted to have Jordan on here with me, but unfortunately our schedules just didn't align, and we'll get into that here in a minute. But the topics I wanted to cover today, what's been going on with us over the last quarter. You know, we try to do these shows about once a quarter or so, just to kind of keep people in line and let people know what we've been up to and what we're doing and what we're planning on doing over the next few months. So, again, I wanted to have Jordan on. Schedules didn't align, so I finally just jumped on here to get this thing recorded. And, yeah, we're going to cover what's going on with us, what hunts we've got coming up this year, new or maybe new-ish gear that we're going to use this year, plans for 2021 that's coming up right around the corner. And we're going to talk a little bit about sponsors and partners and a quick Q&A that I did on Instagram. I've got a couple of questions that were on there that were either fun to answer or legitimate, like real good questions. So let's just jump into it. What's been going on with the Backcountry Rookies? So if you follow along, you might know that I recently moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico, from Texas. I took a job out here. I recently retired from the Army about six-ish months ago, and I took a job out here in New Mexico and made that move. Fantastic for me. I'm out here now. I'm a resident of New Mexico now, so that means next year I get resident tags, and it's really nice. In fact, this year I actually got resident pricing for tags. I picked up a over-the-counter bear tag, over-the-counter turkey tag, but I didn't do the draw or anything because I didn't know I was moving out here. So next year I'll be able to put in for the draw as a resident. We'll get to that in a minute. But I moved from Texas to Albuquerque. Jordan moved from Colorado to Dallas, Texas. So we kind of swapped spots and flip-flopped a little bit around the same time. So I made my move out here to New Mexico, and literally, I think it was two or three weeks after I made my move, that's when Jordan made his move. So there was about a month or 2 months there where we were doing some juggling acts and some pretty fancy tricks. We managed to keep the whole boat floating, right? We managed to keep it upright and everything kept on moving. So hopefully it was kind of seamless and no interruption, and listeners and followers and, you know, people just didn't even realize that there was pretty major life-changing shifts going on for us. I do apologize, there was a couple of rough audio podcasts that went out, and that was due to the fact that the house that I moved into in New Mexico, I didn't have any of my furniture yet. I didn't have anything here, and it's all tile floors, and it had quite an echo, so I had to deal with some issues recording. In fact, there was a couple of shows where I ended up in one of the very small upstairs closets with the headset on and computer and everything in front of me trying to record where I could get the best audio. It happens, I guess. I apologize for that, but that was just part of that big shift that we made, right? So Anyway, we're back on track. He's settled in Texas. I'm settled in here in New Mexico, and we are ready to start the season. Right now I'm recording this. It's late August, and we're going to be doing some hunting here in the very, very near future. What a transition. So here we go. That brings me to upcoming hunts. I mentioned that I have an over-the-counter New Mexico bear tag and turkey tag. Turkey's not really my thing, I'll be honest with you, but I'm going to give it a try. I'll go out there and play around, chase some little things around. Never really been my thing, but whatever. I'm up for something new. So we're going to try it. I'm also, here in a couple weeks, I'm headed out to the Gila National Forest to do an elk hunt with a good friend of mine who drew a great tag out there, and he's hunting for a couple of weeks. I'm going to go out for a weekend, long weekend, try to help out and hopefully put a bull on the ground and I can help him pack it out. And then it's also great bear country, so maybe that'll be a byproduct of the elk hunts. We'll get a couple of bears. He's got a bear and a turkey tag too, so we will see what happens. And then I drew an archery, Colorado archery bull tag, and that's in September also. Unfortunately, I don't really have any vacation because I just started this new job, so I don't have any no vacation, right, or seniority or anything in this job. So I'm only weekend hunting. Luckily, where I drew the tag, it's only a couple hours away from my house, well, about 4 hours away from my house. I can run up there on a Friday night, throw camp out, hunt all day Saturday and all day Sunday, and get home Sunday night so I can be back to work on Monday morning. And it'll be challenging, but it is what it is. If I want to try to fill that tag, there's only one way to do it, and that's to go try. So that's kind of my archery bull tag. Luckily, I did draw, if you're tracking, the Colorado 70s units, so that whole southwest corner in the anything with the 7 in it, basically, is a draw this year. Previous years, it's been over the counter, and people would come out all from all around, and they would hunt those units. Well, this year, they all went to a draw for archery. Rifle, it's still over the counter, but for archery, it's draw tag. And I was lucky enough to draw one of those. And Jordan did too. So I drew a bull tag. Jordan drew a cow tag in the same units. So we're actually going to be able to hunt together. He's coming out for one of those weekends. And we're going to hunt together. Ryan's coming with him. So it'll be Jordan, Ryan, myself, and a camera dude. And we'll get into the camera guy here in a little bit. And then Jordan also has a Colorado pronghorn tag, which is just right after the elk tag. So he's going to roll right in from hunting cow elk into hunting pronghorn in Colorado. And then he goes back to Texas. We're both going to try to get out to Arizona this year for a coos deer in January. That's the January over-the-counter coos tag. So hopefully that works out. That'll be a lot of fun. I went out there last year and had a blast. I was kind of hunting by myself. I met up with a couple of guys, Jeremy Scogan, friend of mine who lives out there. We met up. He helped me glass, and you know, we goofed off together for a weekend. And then we also met a guy and another hunter who was out there, and we just kind of started talking, and I ended up linking up with him, and we hunted together for a couple of days. So that was a lot of fun, but it would be, you know, it'd be cool to get Jordan and maybe a couple of the other backcountry rookies dudes out there with us, and hopefully meet up with Jeremy again too. He's a cool dude. So that's it for hunts. The backcountry rookies team guys, they have tags up, you know, they're all, except for Ryan, they're up Montana and Idaho, and I know they've got elk tags and mule deer stuff going on up that way. So they're going to be hunting up there, and we're hunting down here. Okay, let's go on to gear. That's the hunts that we've got going. Gear, I don't even know where to begin, because if you guys follow along with this show or you follow along with the Instagram page, you know that I'm kind of a gear junkie. Jordan's kind of a gear junkie. We like to, I'm using air quotes right now, but we like to test a lot of gear. I just like playing with new stuff and trying to figure out what works best for me. So I got lots of new stuff this year. I'm going to cover just a few of the things that I'm most excited about, and I'll probably miss something, no doubt. I got a new sleeping bag this year. I've used a quilt in the past, and that quilt is good for me, at least. Some guys are quilt guys, and they use them all year round. I like it when it's really hot outside, like this Gila National Forest hunt coming up. It's the first weekend in September. It's going to be warm out there. I'll probably take my quilt. After that, I've got a Western Mountaineering VersaLite 10-degree sleeping bag that is awesome. I took it up to Colorado with me a few weeks ago and did a scouting trip up there, and I used that thing. Actually, there's a video on YouTube about my backcountry cribs setup that I used. I actually just threw a air pad out on the ground, a sleeping pad, and then just slept under the stars with that VersaLite, so it worked out great. That when I did that cribs video, I was using a Nemo tensor pad, I think. Since then, I've upgraded. I've got an XPED Senmat Winter HL, and I really like that thing. There's two versions of that. There's a UL and an HL. The UL is like a rectangle shape, and then the HL is sort of a mummy bag shape, and I got the HL. And then, of course, I don't go anywhere without my XPED Mega Pillow. I love that thing. Super, super good pillow. If you're not familiar with XPED USA, check them out, man. They're a cool company. If I'm going to be truck camping, I'm taking my XPED Mega Mat. You can check that thing out, too. And that XPED Mega Mat is something else, man. That thing, I slept on that for about 3 weeks while I was moving into this house here in Albuquerque, and I love that thing, man. I was ready to, after I got my bed and everything set up here at the house, I was ready to move back to the Mega Mat because it's so comfortable. Anyway, there's sleeping setup. There you go. That's what I'm using this year for the sleeping setup. It'll be that XPED Senmat Winter with most of the season, it'll be in my Western Mountaineering VersaLite 10 degree. Early season, I've got that 6 a.m. 10 degree quilt. And then my pillow. So there you go. That is my sleep setup. All of that's pretty much new except for that pillow. That Senmat Winter, I just take a real quick minute to mention that thing because I really like that thing. It's not super heavy, but it has a high R value, and I think that that's important. It's almost that perfect balance. You know, you get some of those ultralight sleeping pads that are like 10 ounces, and they just feel like they're going to pop with any sort of like disruption to it. You know, they're just not, they don't feel durable to me. That Senmat Winter has an R value of 5.2, which is really, really good. And it's only 15 ounces. So pretty good sleep pad. I'm excited to use that. I haven't put it to use yet, but I'm excited to get it out and try it out. And yeah, I think that's it. The Marsupial Bino Harness. I have the old model, and that has my old little Razor 8x42 Razor HDs in it. And I've always really liked that thing. So I bought the new Marsupial Bino Harness, the enclosed model that just came out. And I wish I could talk about it, but our awesome United States Postal Service, USPS, has misplaced that item. And it says delivered on the tracking, and it has not been delivered to me. Somebody else got a nice new marsupial. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm hoping it shows up today or tomorrow, or maybe one of my neighbors will show up with it and they'll give it to me. Hope so. I don't want to deal with the Postal Service. I hate dealing with that crap. Boots. So actually one of the questions that we got in the question and answer was, what's my favorite boot? That came from Corbin's Archery. We're actually going to talk more about Corbin's too. So boots is one of those topics I think is really, really hard. And you guys have heard me talk about this on the podcast probably many times. I personally think you should go and you should try on lots of different pairs of boots. Now, with that being said, I contradict myself because I went on to the Go Hunt website and bought from the Go Hunt gear shop. I bought a pair of the Saliwa Rapace GTX boots. I say that because I preach all the time, hey, you got to try your boots on. You want to make sure they fit. Go Hunt has a pretty good system for, you can read about them. You can read about the size of them. You can read about the fit of them if you need to plus up a size with that particular boot or how it needs to work. And I used that system and I bought the Saliwas. Honestly, the reason why I did it is because I wanted to try it and see how well the boot fit based on the description that the Go Hunt gear shop had. And it was perfect. So I got those this year, my boot of choice for me is that Saliwa Rapace GTX. Last year, I had the Salomon 4D GTX. That was a really good boot. I've tried on a couple of pairs of Crispies. They seemed like they would be a pretty good boot. There's so many of them out there that I think are good. I just think, you know, if you have the opportunity to put your foot in it, give it a try and see what you think. If you don't, then you're kind of taking a swing at a curveball, perhaps. I know a couple other guys have tried that Saliwa Rapace. Some guys absolutely love that boot, and then I've seen some for sale online because guys have tried it and they didn't work out for them. It's one of those things. It's a tough one. My experience, though, has been I wore the heck out of those Salomon 4D GTX. I wore those for a few years and beat the crap out of them. And I could still wear them, actually. The ones that I have, I could probably get one more year out of that boot and be good to go. But I wanted to try these Saliwas. They're a little bit stiffer boot, a little stiffer sole, and I wanted to give them a shot. So, trekking poles. I like trekking poles. Last year, I used the MSR Explorer Ascent or something like that, and they were a really good pole. This year, I actually got a pair of the MSR Carbon Ascent trekking poles, and I'm excited to try them. I've done some hikes and weighted hikes, and I've actually tried to tear them up, and I haven't been able to tear them up yet. I also want to try the S&S. I've heard really good things about those. Maybe next year, you know, everything costs money, so maybe next year I'll try out the S&S and see how those are. Another big upgrade I made this year was I got the Vortex UHD 10x42s. And they're a little bit bigger bino, so that's why I ordered the new marsupial. I needed a little bit bigger size than what I had for those Razor HDs. The Vortex UHDs are incredible. They're a very, very good pair of binos for my eyes, at least. They fit my eyes really well, and I'm excited to put those to use. I've been playing around with them a little bit. I have a T&K hunting gear bino harness, so I've been wearing them in that T&K. And I just wanted to try that marsupial too. So that's why I made that switch. I've got both. I could use both. If I like the T&K, I'll swap back to that, but we'll see. As far as binos go, I also upgraded to an Outdoorsman bino adapter. The little post, you know, where you mount your binos to it. I upgraded that, and it comes with a little stud that goes in the front of your binoculars. And I put one of those studs on all of my binos, so now I can just swap throughout. And I have the Slick 634 carbon fiber tripod and then a Saray VA5 head. And all of that system runs together. It's really, really good. I like that Outdoorsman bino adapter. I read and I've talked to Gabe over at Backwoods Pursuit quite a bit. He's doing a review right now on those bino adapters. And we talked back and forth quite a bit, and I decided to do that Outdoorsman. I used to have the I don't remember the name. Whatever. I used to have a different one, and I never really cared for it too much. I didn't like the way. Man, it'd probably be really beneficial if I knew the name of that. Whatever. All right, moving on. So anyway, I didn't like the way the old one mounted. It kind of was like a pinch thing where the... I don't remember the name of it. Whatever. Outdoorsman bino adapter. Really nice. I like that upgrade. And food. Let's talk about food. So there's a few things I want to talk about. Alpen Fuel. My buddies over there at Alpen Fuel. They're one of our partners, of course. They have a new meal planner thing. And I did a YouTube video about it. So you can check that out on YouTube, sort of how to use it. The audio is not very good. I actually recorded that when I was moving into my house, and it echoed real bad, and there was no furniture. Anyway, it's a good video about their meal planner and how to use it. You can actually build out every day based on your food. So you can add breakfast, you can add lunch, you can add snacks, your dinner, your drinks, your coffee, all of that. You can go in and click and add them all in. It builds the nutritional value at the bottom, and then you click add to cart, and it pushes everything into your cart, and then you can order straight from there. Super cool setup, really good. I was really impressed with the way that they put that together. Alpenfuel has new food coming out. I don't want to say too much about it, but check out their website. You'll be seeing it coming out pretty soon, or follow them on Instagram, because I've been seeing updates from them on Instagram. I think they're in the label creating approval phase right now. So we got to test some of that new food, and it's good. I'm excited for it to come out, and I'm going to get a few more pouches pre-ordered so that I have them for some upcoming hunts and stuff. Really excited about that. So keep your eyes on Alpenfuel to check that out. And then a new food company that I just stumbled on the other day, thanks to my buddy Kyle Kehoe, is Pinnacle Food Company. I call them the new dudes on the block, but they're growing pretty quick already. I'm seeing them, starting to see them a lot, like throughout Instagram, I'm starting to see them more and more. They make a jalapeno cheddar herb biscuit and gravy. I don't remember the exact name, but it is freaking phenomenal. It's the best breakfast I've ever had, and it's probably one of the best meals that I've ever eaten. It's owned by a couple of guys up in Montana, Ben and John, and they're doing awesome stuff. John's a chef, and you can tell that he's a chef, so he puts some really good. They have some other meals too, and unfortunately, I don't have them right here in front of me, but dang. Anyway, they check them out online. Or check them out on the Instagram, Pinnacle Food Company. They've got some really good menus. John's a chef, and he puts that level of quality into the meals, and you can really tell that he does. We do have a discount code coming soon. I don't have it yet. I've been talking with John over there, and we're trying to work out a discount code so that we can get it over to you guys. It may be out by the time this podcast goes, so I may add it in. If not, just watch Instagram, and we'll do some stories and posts and stuff when we get that discount code so that you guys can put that towards some delicious Pinnacle Food Company meals. Yep, stay tuned. I think that's it. Nope. Couple more things. These I'm really excited about. So the Seek Eolus. I've had the Seek Eolus shelter. It's a floorless little two-man shelter. I've had that shelter for a little while now, and I just got a half net, or the nest. It's not a half nest. It's a full nest for it, and I just picked that up. I'm going to be using that shelter up in Colorado this year, so I'm pretty excited about that, to get it up and going. More to follow on that. I'll probably write up a review on it after I've used it with the nest. I've used the Eolus itself, but now that I've got the nest, I'm going to put it all together. And then I also just ordered a Stone Glacier Sky 5900. Super excited about that. If you followed along for a while, you know that I've had the Stone Glacier R3, which is, they have a 3300 and a 59. And I got I currently have the 3300. The 5900 should be here today. I'm pretty excited about that. That 3300 is great, man. It's a perfect 1, 2, 3 day pack, which would have been just fine for me this year. I don't really have any hunts planned over 3 days, but I wanted something bigger. So lately I've been starting to carry a camera and an extra tripod, and I just carry extra gear to test and play around with and do some other things. And I just wanted a bigger pack that could support all of that stuff. That 3300 is pushing it when I start putting an extra tripod and camera and that stuff and 3 days worth of food. It's kind of pushing it. So I upgrade. Well, I didn't upgrade, but I picked up that 5900. It's exactly what I'm looking for, and I'm super excited for that pack. I think that's about it on gear. We've got a bunch of stuff. I've always worn Sitka. You guys probably know I'm a big fan of Sitka, and this year I just picked up a pair of those Ascent pants. Jordan actually got some also, and in the past I've just worn like Piranha pants, or I like those Sitka Traverse pants, and this year I've got those Ascent pants, and I'm really, really impressed with that. So that early season setup that I'll be wearing is the Ascent pants, the Core lightweight hoodie, and then I always take my Kelvin active jacket, is always in my pack with me, and that is perfect for anything in September that I need. Maybe I'll throw a pair of gloves in there or something too. I love that setup. Honestly, it's perfect. And yeah, so that's it. That's all I'm going to talk about gear. we'll move on now. If you got any gear questions, hit us up on Instagram. We do play with a lot of stuff, and we goof around with a lot of gear, so we have a pretty good idea. Something else that we're going to do new this year is we're taking a camera guy with us when we go to Colorado, when it's me, Jordan, and Ryan. We're going to take a camera guy along with us. It's kind of, this will lead into my next topic, which is what's new for 2021. So we're going to take the camera guy with us so that we can try to up our game a little bit. Typically, I'll just have my phone or something in my pocket and a camera, and Jordan's got his phone and a camera, and we try to take pictures of each other and all this other crap. But I think a lot of times you miss so many moments, and we don't want to miss any of those. These hunts are some of the best times of our lives, and it seems like it's either one or the other, right? You're either like, oh, man, I want to take some pictures, or I really want to hunt, and I don't want to do both. I just want to go out, and I really want to hunt. So we're going to take a camera dude with us this year to try to help capture some of those moments for us, and hopefully that'll bring better content next year, and we'll be able to push out some better stuff. That leads me to 2020. What do we have in store for the rest of 2020? So as this releases, it'll be almost September, for the podcast at least. We're going to shift here pretty quick in the next week or two. We're going to start shifting into the stories from the season. If you guys remember that from last year, stories from the season was I had on good friends or previous guests or both. Maybe it was a good friend who was a previous guest who had a really awesome hunt that they went on, and it was something that was worth telling the story. And we're going to do that again this year. So same deal, previous guests, friends of the show. I'm going to bring them on to tell the stories from their hunts. And that's pretty much it. That's going to get us through the rest of the year. Last year, I was trying to run regular content and stories from the season. And I was trying to do all this stuff. And I think the reality of it is by the time about September and October hit, people are already pretty much educated. And, you know, there's not much there. Like at that point, at least for me, I want to start hearing about people's hunts, and I want to start hearing those stories. And then through those stories from the season, actually, if you listen to them and you listen to some of the way that the people tell the stories, is you actually get a lot of information out of that too. They may talk about a calling sequence that they were using and how they brought a bull up from the bottom of a draw or something like that. And you can pull a lot of really good information out of that. So they're a lot of fun for me to record. I've got a couple of them recorded already. I did one with Team Bad Decision the other day. They had a Sitka blacktail hunt. We've got a couple more coming up. I've got Johnny Mack has got some cool stuff going on over there at Washington Backcountry, Soulful Hunter. So I'm going to have him come on. We've got a couple stories we're going to talk about. And just some other people. We've got some in the works. And then obviously some of them, I don't even know the stories yet. I haven't seen the hunts or the result of the hunt yet. So we'll get them scheduled as we move them along. Okay, so now we'll move into 2021. So 2021, we got a lot of changes coming for the podcast. I'm not going to disclose any of that stuff right now. Like I said before, there's a camera guy that's going to be involved in one of our hunts, and that camera guy is part of that change. I will tell you that we're going to slow our pace down, and we're going to focus on our values of prepare, inspire, and educate, right? That's our core values. That's why I started this podcast, was to prepare, inspire, and educate myself as well as others to become or get themselves into this Western big game hunting. And we want to really slow our roll down, dial things in, and focus on those three core values. We want to try to bring the best content possible that we can to support those values. More to follow. Keep watching. Watch our Instagram. Check that stuff out, and you'll start picking up on some of that information. But changes are coming. I kind of am starting to feel like the podcast market is getting a little bit flooded. I think there's a podcast for everything out there now, and we want to try to do some shifting and some moving around, and we want to try some just new stuff that I haven't really seen before to bring new, fresh content. So stay tuned. I think there's a lot of stuff coming. Next topic I wanted to touch on is sponsors and partners. So if you've been following the show for a while, you know that we try to surround ourselves with great sponsors and great partners. They all have sort of those same core values, right? That's something that we try to pick up on when we're looking for sponsors and partners. And we've done that in the past. So Elk 101's University of Elk Hunting has sponsored this podcast almost from the beginning. I don't remember when we partnered up and came together. I want to say it was around show number 20-ish, something like that. But the Elk 101's University of Elk Hunting hits all of the prepare, inspire, and educate values most definitely. And Corey has created an awesome program that literally any skill level of elk hunter can take something away from it. So we have always been super proud to have Elk 101 as a sponsor. Remember, you can use the code ROOKIES and save $20 on your University of Elk Hunting membership if you're looking for some new interesting ideas or ways to elk hunt, or if it's your first elk hunt and you're heading out west and you're really looking for information, that's a good spot to go and get it. Another great spot is Go Hunt. We've always been really proud to be sponsored by Go Hunt. Again, they hit those core values, prepare, inspire, and educate. And I honestly think that Go Hunt has become one of the powerhouses of Western big game hunting. They have so much information on their website when it comes to strategy articles, unit analysis. I mean, there's just so much on there in the articles that you can read. The information that you can get off of their Filter 2.0 is just ridiculous. And now they've added their new 3D maps. So now all of that stuff is all in one place. It used to be where I would have to go out and bring up Google Earth and some mapping software. And then I would have Go Hunt off on another screen because I was reading about the units and looking at the unit analysis. And now everything is in one spot. And I think that it is incredible. So Go Hunt is a truly a powerhouse in the Western big game hunting. And we're proud to be part of that. Absolutely. That new mapping, so you can check out the beta version of the new maps on their web-based, whatever you call it. I'm not a computer guy, but go on your main computer and you can check out the beta version of the maps and you can play around with it and you can import from your old mapping software or mapping system or whatever it is. And the mobile app is coming very soon. In fact, I know that it's coming very soon. I have it on my phone and I'm very lucky to be part of the beta test for the mobile. So I just got that a couple of days ago. I've been playing around with it. It's in true Go Hunt fashion. It's fantastic. It's going to be great. The only way to get all of that stuff after the beta test and the free trial and all of that stuff is to become an insider member. When you become an insider member, if you use the code ROOKIES when you sign up, you get $50 in store credit. And then just really quick, their store is phenomenal. So I order a lot of that new gear that I talked about a little bit ago. A lot of that was purchased through the Go Hunt store. They have a really cool system over there, a bonus point, insider point system is what it's called. When you buy something, let's say you buy that Western Mountaineering VersaLite sleeping bag. I don't know how many. Let's say you get 30 insider points for that. Well, those points convert to dollars, and it goes into your account. So next time you want to go in and buy something, you've got $30 because you purchased from their store, and then you can use that $30 toward whatever else it is that you want to buy next. So super cool program over there. Just get in and check out Go Hunt. You're going to find a ton of information in there. The new maps are awesome. Use the code ROOKIES when you sign up and you get 50 free bucks to spend in the gear shop. Vortex Optics is our newest sponsor. We just signed our deal with them this year. We're very proud to have Vortex. They are a phenomenal company. I think they make great binoculars, phenomenal binoculars. I'm very impressed with these UHDs. Their line, I think, of optics from start to finish, from their base level all the way up to their UHD level, is phenomenal. And I think you can find an optic in there spotting scope, rifle scopes, range finders, whatever it is that your red dots, whatever it is you're looking for, Vortex has something that will fit your need. And that's why we really wanted to partner with them and become sponsored by them, because they do have something that fits all levels of hunters. Truly, they have something out there that's for everybody. Super great company. Now they're in the apparel business and they're making some really kick-ass clothes. I actually have some of their stuff is in my packing list this year for hunting. And then they're just kind of their everyday around the town type of stuff. I wear some of their shorts and t-shirts and all of that kind of stuff. So use the code Rookies and you can save 20% off of their apparel line. And check them out. Super awesome. I've been using Vortex since way before this podcast started and way before I got into Western hunting. I was using Vortex for lots of other stuff that I do, long range shooting and all that. And I've tried other brands of optics and it seems like I always come back to Vortex. So it seemed like a perfect fit for us. But use the code Rookies, save 20% off their apparel line. We have great partners out there, and you can find our partners on our website. We have a partners dropdown, and those partners offer discount codes as well. Dark Mountain Supplements, you probably see us. We do a lot of Instagram posts about Dark Mountain. I really like their products. I love their protein powder. I really like their pre-workout, pre-mountain. I take that anytime I'm hitting the mountains or going for a hike. Actually, anytime I take it about every day for a run or whatever it is that I'm getting outside and doing, I use their pre-mountain and their protein powder. And you, with the code Rookies, you can save 20% off your order, any order that you do. And they also have a monthly shirt program that's pretty cool. Every month they come up with a new shirt, and you can only get it during the course of that month. So like August, they have a shirt out right now that's really cool. And once it goes away in August, September 1st, that's it. You won't be able to get it again. So pretty neat monthly program they've got going. I mentioned Alpenfuel earlier. We have a discount code with them. It's Rookies. And you can save 20% off your first order. So if you've never used it before, you can go on there and you can do that meal planner. And you can build out your whole 2, 3, 4, 7 days, whatever it is, worth of food, and then use the code Rookies, and you can save 20% off your first order. So check that out. VPA Archery is a really good broadhead company. They're out of Indiana, and they give us 10% off, and you can use the code BackcountryRookies for that. And then Pinnacle Food, coming soon. I'll get you a discount code as soon as I talk to John again. He was headed out for a big old hike for a couple of days, and we spoke the other day, and I'm going to catch him when he gets back, and we'll get all that set up. I think that's it. I'm likely missing somebody somewhere, and I apologize if I do, but oh yeah. So one other thing, we're also been partnered up with our good friends over at Corbin's Archery. So those guys have a really, really awesome shop that's full of all the archery gear that you're going to want. We partnered up with them. Jordan and I are actually going to be writing some articles for them and doing some videos. You might have seen these archery challenges that we've been doing. We've been doing that the whole month of August, and those are for Corbin's Archery. So those are the kind of things that we're going to be doing with them. We're excited about that. I think it's really cool to be partnered up with an archery shop, and we're excited. So check out Corbin's Archery. Look at the website. If you're looking for any archery gear, that's a heck of a good spot to go get it. Q&A. Let's get into Q&A really quick, and then I'm going to shut it down. I didn't write down the names. I'll just go through these. Elevation gained versus distance covered. What's actually doable? And give me a second here, and I can probably pull these up to see who asked those questions. Nope, I cannot. I thought it might still be in my Instagram story, but it's not. And I screwed up. So anyway, elevation gain versus distance covered, what's actually doable? I think that really depends on the person. I think it's a very good question. Obviously, what's actually doable? If you're trying to gain 2,000 feet over a quarter of a mile, that's probably not doable because that is very close to vertical. You just have to evaluate it and you got to look at it. I'd like to refer back to when my first year in Colorado, we decided we were going to try to climb a hill that I don't even remember what it is. Honestly, you could probably go back and listen to the podcast that I did with Gus and Neil, and you would be able to correct me. But it seems like we tried to climb like 2,000 feet of elevation gain over the course of about a mile, and that was a gnarly hike. It was very, very tough. We could have done it, but it was very difficult, and it was taking us a very long time to try to get to the top because we were climbing, you know, we were hiking up. At times, it was like two or three steps, and we would have to take another break just due to some of the steepness of the incline. It really depends on the people. My buddy Gus could have tackled that hill no problem. I was kind of middle of the road, and I was struggling with it. And my friend Neil was having a hell of a time with that hill. So it depends on the person, but I don't know. I did a hike the other day here in New Mexico. I gained about 4,000 feet of elevation gain, but it was over the course of 5 miles. And it wasn't the worst thing I've ever done in my life. It was very doable. It took me a little bit, but it was doable. Check that out. I would say if you're maybe that 1,000 over the course of a mile is probably where you would want to start considering if you're going any steeper than that. Best tactics for early season elk hunting. There's so many tactics. There's so many ways to do this, and I think that it's different between different areas that you go to. But if it's early season, and when this person says early season, I'm assuming they're talking archery, September time frame, call a lot, move a lot, and play the wind. And that's all I'm going to say. That's my tactic this year is I'm going to go out there, do the Corey Jacobson style where I just call into a draw. If I don't get anything back, I'm going to move, and I'm going to call again. And I'm going to keep doing that until I find a big bull that is waiting for an arrow. And play the wind. Obviously, you always have to play the wind. Play those thermals. Check out how the thermals are moving. If it isn't windy, if it's a really windy day, then obviously you got to take that into consideration too. Next, is it true you are coos hunting with Lucas from Publicly Challenged Podcast? So Lucas and I, if you're not familiar with the Publicly Challenged Podcast, check that out. Lucas is a cool guy over there. I was a guest on his show. It was a super cool show. And we've talked back and forth about hunting coos deer together in Arizona in January. And I'm going to try my best to be out there, Lucas, if you're listening to this. So let's talk more about it. We'll see what happens. We'll see what we can put together. I'm not exactly sure the details on my hunt yet. So who knows? There's a lot that could happen between now and January. Are you guys going to sell hoodies? You know, we've got a bunch of ideas for hoodies and t-shirts and hats, and we've got all these things, and we had them ready to release. We were going to put a store on the website, and stupid ass COVID hit, and we just really, a lot of people losing jobs and people just kind of tightening up on money. We didn't want to push that out there for people to buy stuff during hard times, right? It's just something that we're not about making money anyway, so we just didn't want to push it out there. And then now we're rolling into hunting season, and I really think people should probably be pushing their money towards other things, right? Like better quality food, better tags, gas money, whatever it is that's going to get you from wherever you're starting at out west and into the hunt. And we just didn't want to impact that. So we've got a bunch of ideas on the table. It's all ready. We just need to put together a store, that's kind of built already too. Maybe next spring. How about that? Long story short, maybe next spring we'll get some hats and t-shirts and stuff. We'll see how the new plan for 2021 goes. I don't know. People may stop following us, and people may not want to do anything with us next year. So there may not be a need for shirts and hats and all that other stuff. But anyway, that's the plan, is maybe next year. We'll see. If you're listening to this podcast and there's an interest for it, shoot us a DM on Instagram and let us know yes or no. State you're building points in. I am building points right now in Arizona. I've got a bunch of mule deer, elk, prong. I've got kind of everything going on in Arizona. I hope to burn those next year. And I've got a couple of antelope points, pronghorn points in Wyoming and Colorado. I've got a couple mule deer points. I've never done elk points or anything in Colorado. Oh, this year, I have an elk point this year. And that's really it. I don't want to be one of those guys that sits on 20 points. So I really want to – there's a hunt that I really want to do in Arizona. Of course, I'm not going to disclose that. But next year, I'm going to try that. I think I've got 4 points. Maybe I'll have 5 next year. And hopefully I can draw that tag that I want. If not, then Wyoming and Colorado. And then here's another question that we had too was, can we hunt together and when are we recording another podcast? That one, I know where that came from. That came from my buddy Andrew, he had the can we hunt together question. He is the co-owner of Dark Mountain Supplements. And then when are we going to record another podcast is from my buddy Kyle Kehoe. And hopefully both of those dudes are in Montana. So I'm hoping next year that we might all get to hunt together, including Bear Taylor. Bear, if you're listening to this, I'm calling you out. You, me, Kyle, and Andrew need to hunt in Montana next year. All right. Potted meat or spam? No brainer. Way to go, Joe, over there at Elk Bros. I know he asked me that one. And he also asked me, besides a sleeping bag, oh, well, if I'll go back to the potted meat or spam. I say it's a no-brainer. For those of you that listen to this show frequently, you know I'm a spam guy all the way through and through. Spam's like my favorite thing in the world. And then Joe also asked, besides a sleeping bag, what's the most important part of a sleep system? My initial response was whiskey. I don't know if that's a legitimate answer or not, but I'm going to stick with it. I think the whole sleeping system is pretty important, honestly. You need a good pad, a good sleeping bag, and I really like my pillow a lot. So I've spent many nights when I was back in my combat arms military days where I slept in the dirt and on the ground, and I slept okay, but it's not my favorite thing. I like a nice, comfortable sleeping pad and a good sleeping bag to keep me warm, and that pillow is essential. Tips for success when traveling out of state. Get the Go Hunt Insider. Get a good mapping system, which now Go Hunt has. Do your research and e-scout a lot. When you don't have the ability to go put boots on the ground and do boots on the ground scouting, I think it's important to really dig into those maps and look for areas. Get University of Elk Hunting. It is literally the best thing that you can do for elk hunting if you're a new person that's looking for great areas and great tips and tactics. When you get to your hunting area, keep hunting. So I think oftentimes guys who come from out east and they go out west, they'll have these huge, great, grand plans of just hammering the mountains and doing 10 and 15 miles a day because they see this kind of stuff on YouTube, right? You see all these guys. I don't want to pop your bubbles, but the guys that are doing that are the guys that live in the mountains at like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 feet, whatever it is, and they get to do that all the time. It's very, very difficult for somebody who's coming out west for the first time to hammer the mountains. They're huge. It's absolutely mind-blowing when you've never been in. Even if you've been there, like let's say Colorado, even if you've been through Colorado before, and you haven't tried to hike from 8,000 to 11,000 feet, it's difficult. So my biggest piece of advice to that is keep moving. Even if you're moving slow, acclimate yourself. If it's early season, like I said before, just call and move. Have your different options. Don't think one trailhead's going to do it all for you. Have option A, option B, option C, all the way to Q or Z or whatever you want, and pay attention to your surroundings too. Don't get in a big hurry because you could walk right past some elk on the ground or whatever it is, you know, they're just right there. And because you're in such a great big hurry to get to option A, which might be 5 miles deep or whatever, you literally could have just walked past the elk that you were looking for. So slow down. And honestly, the biggest tip I can tell you is just enjoy it. Enjoy the hunt. Enjoy every minute of it. Enjoy every minute of being outdoors. That's the biggest part of it. That's what keeps me going back. I don't care if I get an animal or not. I really don't. I enjoy it. I like to bring something home, but if I don't, it's not that huge for me. One of my biggest things that I enjoy the most is just being out in the wilderness and enjoying every moment. So, that's that. Can We Hunt Together? We already talked about that one. Favorite podcast I recorded. So this was tough. I actually had to think about this one for a little bit. The rifle build series that I just got done doing was really fun for me. So I like rifles. I like shooting rifles. I like bows a lot too. Spoiler alert, there's going to be some bow building stuff going on next year with possible giveaway going on. Anyway, that rifle build series was a lot of fun for me. And part of the reason why that was so much fun was part of that was recorded face-to-face. And I think the face-to-face shows are my favorite ones to record, which goes back to the what's new for 2021 type of thing. We're going to be doing a lot more face-to-face type shows. I made it to the Elk Woods Now What that I did with Joe Gillia from Elk Bros Blue Collar Hunting podcast. That show was awesome. We sat down at a local archery shop here. It was Joe and I together. We kind of took up a little corner in the archery shop and they let us record. And it was just such a cool show because we got to be there together and you can kind of play off each other a little bit better. I also wrote down one of my favorite shows that I did was First Elk in the Backcountry. And I recorded that with a group called Wild Ops. I don't remember what show it is. It's one of the first like 10 or 15 shows I think that we did. Those dudes over at Wild Ops are funny, man. And their stories were, it was just fun, man. We just had a good show. It was a fun show to record. Anything I've ever done with Team Bad Decision, anytime I talk to Scott and Travis over there, actually, they're, I told you, I think I mentioned earlier, they're one of the stories from the season that we've got coming up. And that was fun. Those guys are a blast. Anytime Johnny Mack comes on, it's always a good show. And whenever I get the guys from the Backcountry Rookies team on, those are good shows too. I seriously can't pick one. I went through, I was going back through the old episodes list and I was like, man, I like that one. I like that one. I like that one. I like that one. So it's hard to pick just one, but those are some of my favorites right there. There you go. And I think that's it, man. I don't have any more notes or anything written down. I will just say that I do appreciate everybody that listens to this show and follows us on Instagram or Facebook, or if you're part of the Backcountry Rookies Nation, which is our private group on Facebook. We appreciate everybody. We've got giveaways going on. Probably should have mentioned this a little bit earlier, but we've been doing giveaways every month throughout the course of the year. This is August. I think that one will be over. We're doing one in August. It may be over by the time this releases. It is a pair of the Sitka scent pants I talked about earlier, a Core lightweight hoodie, and the Kelvin Active jacket. So that system that I said earlier, that is my absolute favorite setup. We're giving that set away. And then we've got another one coming up in September that's also with Sitka. And anytime we do those Sitka giveaways, those are courtesy of Elk 101. So Corey Jacobson and the Elk 101 team are kind enough to provide us with the Sitka gear that we give away. And we've done a bunch of others. We did the one a couple months ago that was the Siki Oles, an expat sleeping mat, and a sleeping bag that was given to us by Go Hunt. So our sponsors are always, and our partners and our friends and all these organizations that we deal with are always hooking us up with good stuff that we give that stuff away. Yeah, that's what we like doing. So there you go. That is what is going on with the Backcountry Rookies. I really appreciate everybody who listens. Thanks to Dan Johnson at the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network for having us on. And stay tuned. We got a lot going on over the course of the next few months. And then I think 2021 is going to be a lot of fun. Stay tuned. All right, out of here.